I pulled myself out from under her and sat up, panting. I groaned in frustration. I'm really trying to respect your wishes, but you aren't making it easy.
I know, sorry, she apologized.
I was trying to calm my body down. A few more seconds and I would have been beyond control. This girl did things to me that I never could have imagined. Spending this time with her had been beyond all expectation. It was hands down the most fun and most connected I'd ever felt with a girl in my entire life.
You make me all hot and bothered. I'm having trouble controlling myself. I'm sorry.
She kept apologizing. Heat rose through my body and I felt flushed. This is only going in one direction. Maybe I should go.
No, don't. I like the direction we're going,
she pleaded, looking all disheveled and vulnerable. I don't want you to regret this in the morning.
I won't. I promise.
It's really late, Casey. I won't be able to function tomorrow if I don't get a couple of hours of sleep.
You can sleep here. I just don't want this to end.
God, she was the cutest, sexiest girl ever. I don't either, I admitted.
Please stay, she begged.
I hesitated. I wanted to stay, I really did, but my brain was telling me to go.
Pretty please with sugar on top? I'll give you the good pillow.
I loved when she said stuff like that. Oh, well, why didn't you say that in the first place? The good pillow makes all the difference.
Yay,
she squealed, then hugged me.
I'll be good, I promise.
I grinned. I liked this girl so much. We both got off the bed and pulled down the sheets. So, where's my good pillow? I asked. Casey picked up all the pillows and stacked them on my side of the bed. I don't need that many.
I know, but you can have first pick.
Christ, how many pillows does one bed need? Casey crawled onto the bed, making a point to show her ass to me. She looked over her shoulder to make sure I was watching. She needn't have worried. Casey had my undivided attention. Are you okay if I take my jeans off?
I'm okay if you get butt-ass naked.
I raised one eyebrow at her and she started backtracking.
But that's probably not a good idea, is it?
No, probably not, I agreed, trying to keep the smile off my face. I pulled off my jeans and could feel Casey's eyes on me as I climbed into bed.
Yep, I pegged you for a boxer kind of guy the minute I saw you.
Uh-huh. And what are you, a thong girl?
No, I'm more a granny panty kind of girl myself.
I choked on my laugh. Let me see, I demanded, grabbing for her.
Oh, no you don't,
she wiggled away.
If you want to see what I'm wearing under these Lulus, then you have to come back and find me after your tour ends.
Fine, I said, pulling the sheets up. But I know you're wearing a thong because I've been checking out your ass all night, and there have been no granny panty lines whatsoever.